Legislators in Juneau today were trying to get a handle on the capital projects budget released by the Senate Finance Committee last night. The section of the bill that outlines special projects in local communities drew special attention. Calculations of the bill's financial impact are ranging between $900 million and $1.1 billion. Governor Sean Parnell says lawmakers are on track to create a $3 billion budget. He calls that bloated by his standards, and he says he directly asked the Senate majority to take another approach.
Because I wanted to work with them on less spending and more savings for Alaskans. And so they chose to continue on this path, even though I spoke with virtually every Senate majority member yesterday about it. So we've got a lot of work to do before the end of session, I can tell you.
Parnell says it's too early to talk about vetoing items from the budget. He says part of the problem is that no one has seen the final package that will come out of the session.
There's still bonding proposals to be floated out there by legislators. There will be additional spending that comes in, or at least typically comes in at the Senate finance table, at the House finance table. I think it's a path that I would and have been urging legislators to correct before the end of session.
House Finance Co-Chair Bill Stoltz, a Republican from Eagle River, is responsible for dealing with the capital expenditures. He says this year there is no large anchor project that by itself would account for some of the money. Although he doesn't criticize the value of any of the projects, he says he anticipated a more complete review.
I would have thought some of those individual legislative initiatives would have had a broader discussion between both sides and development of those. With not saying there's not a lot of good projects on there that are probably wanted or needed within communities, but it's a very large budget of smaller type projects that are reserved for a different portion of the process.
In presenting the budget to the Finance Committee late yesterday, Sitka Republican co-chair Bert Stedman said the amount the Senate added to the governor's proposed list of projects was about the same as the amount that was left out last year when lawmakers didn't have any local discretion appropriations.
We have roughly added about $500 million to the capital appropriations, which is a job-oriented bill.
That explanation hasn't been accepted by everyone, especially among the minority caucus. Anchorage's Con Bundy is leader of the Senate Republican minority. He challenges the long-term effects of that much spending.
It's a temporary fix. Makes you feel good for a short period of time. But what are we going to explain to people 5 years from now when they were temporarily rich, but now the state's in deep financial trouble.
The bill will next be heard in Senate Finance tomorrow, with amendments expected on Saturday and a vote on the floor to start next week. Then it goes to the House, with less than a week left in the session.